Today, we continue with lesson number 32 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. And today, Yemitz Hashem, we will complete the ninth perek by studying the seventh and eighth Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. In Mishnah Zayin, we return to the topic of Tumas Ochelin. Remember that foodstuff can contract tumah, can become tome, and if there is a sufficient amount of foodstuff which has become tome, namely foodstuff tome, the size of a kibetza, of an egg, it can transfer tumah to other ochlin umashkin, to other foodstuffs and liquids, drinks. Now, we're going to encounter an unusual situation to us who are all, not all, I guess, but many of us, including myself, are city folks and really have not much experience with domesticated animals. And for all I know, on a farm, this is an everyday occurrence. It's the occurrence of an eiver meduldal, or bosor meduldal. That is, a limb of an animal. That a limb meaning flesh, gidin, sinews, nerves, veins, arteries, and bones, or bosa, just a piece of flesh from the animal, which is meduldal, which has been severed from the animal, but not entirely, so that it's dangling from the animal. I guess that would be a good translation of the word meduldal, dangling, hanging there, attached, with no hope that it's going to be sewn back into the animal. This is the situation, and there's no hope for cure, but meanwhile, it's not separate from the animal. It's still hanging by a thread to the animal's body. So, the Mishnah says, Ho'eiver v'ha'bosor ha'meduldalin ba'behemo. If you have a limb, or just flesh, which is dangling from the body of the animal, the cow, mitamin tumas ocholin bimkomon. So right there, on the animal, this meat or this aver has a halachic status of ochelin, of foodstuffs. Now, if this aver or bosor would be totally separate from the animal, the aver would have a din of aver min hachai, of a limb from a living animal. And the flesh would have a halacha of bosor min hachai, of flesh from a living animal. The both are prohibited, both eiver min hachai and bosor min hachai, are universally prohibited to all human beings, Jewish or otherwise. However, there is a halachic difference between eiver min hachai, a limb from a living animal, and bosor min hachai, mere flesh from a living animal. The eiver min hachai is mitame odom v'kelim k'nevela. It has a halacha of nevela, even though the animal from which it was torn is still alive. Nevertheless, the eiver min hachai torn from the animal has a halacha of a nevela and is mitame people who touch it or carry it and kelim, utensils with which it comes into contact. Whereas, bosor min hachai is not tome at all. It's tohor legamre, totally tohor. That's the case of an aver or a bosar min hachai, which are completely removed from the body of the animal. But in our case, they're still hanging on by a thread. They are meduldolin. Therefore, they have a halacha like ocholim, like foodstuffs. The Mefarshim explain that if a person, seeing that flesh or aver dangling from the animal, says, ah, that would make a good thing to give to my friend the goy to eat, then there is a machsheves ocholin. There is an intent to use this for food. And therefore it has a halacha of foodstuff, this dangling aver or dangling bosor, and this makabel tuma. For example, from a sheretz, if a sheretz touches it, it's makabel tuma, and it can transfer, if it's the size of a kibetza, it can transfer tuma to other foodstuffs. However, utzrichim heksher, The halacha is that foodstuff cannot be mekabel tumah unless it is first prepared, so to speak, rendered susceptible to tumah by being moistened, by being watered by a fluid such as water, wine, milk, etc. So here too, this suspended aver, or this suspended bosor, hanging from the body of the animal, in order for them to be mekabel tumah as foodstuffs, they must first be wet and exposed to water or some other of the fluids, which are machshirin, which render foodstuff susceptible, or kosher, so to speak, prepared for kabbalas tumah. Fine. Nishchata ha-behema. Suppose the animal, no one took a hose of water to this animal with the aver hamaduldal and the bosor hamaduldal, rendering the aver and the bosor now huchshiru lekabel tumah, and therefore can become tamei tumas ochelin. But rather, it was shechted without any hechshir lekabel tumah. According to Rav Meir, as we will see, the act of shechita itself renders it huchshar lekabel tumah. Huchshiru bedomeho, meaning the blood of the shechita renders the Aver or Bosor Hamedul Dalin Ra'uy Lekabel Tumah. Even though, what did the Shechita accomplish for these Avorim or Bosor Hamedul Dal? After all, the Shechita only makes the Behema kosher to eat, and its insides, what's in it, kosher to eat, but not organs or flesh suspended outside of its body. Nevertheless, holds Rav Meir, the Shechita has accomplished one thing. It is mitaher, those evorim hameduldolim, the ever hameduldol, from becoming a halacha of a nevela. But, and it was machsherit to be ochel, to be hochshel kabel tumah. It's not kosher, glad kosher that you can sell to a Jew, but it still is foodstuffs. Human beings can eat it. So holds Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir holds that the dam which comes out of the shechita, even though that dam never touches the aver hamaduldol, nevertheless, the dam ha-shechita is machshir the entire behema lekabel tumah. So holds Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon omer lo huchshoru. Rabbi Meir says, no, the shechita does not render the aver hamaduldol or the bosor hamaduldol kosher, meaning ra'uy, lekabel tumah. Now, the Gemara explains that Rab Shimon here is following his approach, which is that it's not the dam which is the machshir, it's not the blood of the shechita, it's the shechita itself which is machshir. So the shechita is machshir for heter achila. But in this case, the shechita is not matir the meduldol, the eve meduldol, for... it's not matir the Avraham Adulthood for Achila. The Avraham Adulthood will not be allowed to be eaten, that's for sure. It's therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, what does the Shechita accomplish for the Avraham Adulthood? It didn't make it kosher to eat. If it didn't make it kosher to eat, it didn't make it ro'uy lekabel tumah. It was not machshir the Avraham Adulthood for Kabbalah's tumah. Mesa habehema. Suppose you have an animal with an aver hamaduldo, and the animal is not shechted, but the animal dies. All right, fine. There's a klal in the Gemara, misa ose nipul. The death of the animal halakhically gives the aver hamaduldo a status of having fallen off the animal. With the death of the animal, the aver hamaduldo, even though it physically might still be attached to the animal, but halachically, it's considered to be fallen off the animal. It's as if they fell off in the lifetime of the animal. And therefore, the aver hamaduldol does not become a nevela. The animal itself is a nevela. The aver hamaduldol, misa oseh nipul, the misa caused the aver hamaduldol to be adjudged as if it fell off the animal in the last moments of the animal's life. and therefore the Eivor HaMeduldol is not Tomei Tumas Nevela. It's not a piece of a Nevela. Therefore, HaBosor Tzorich Hechsher. Bosor HaMeduldol of an animal which subsequently, after the dildol, after the Bosor was hanging, died, was killed, not through Shechita. So that Bosor, in order to be Mekabel Tumah, requires a Hechsher, because it is considered Bosor Menachai. Bosor Menachai may not be permissible to be eaten, but it's not Tomei, it's Tohor Legamri, as I explained. The Ho'ever Mitamei Mishum Eiver Menachai. The Eiver, of course, now we had judged this Eiver to have fallen off the animal while the animal was still alive before it was killed. So therefore it's Eiver Menachai. The Eino Mitamei Mishum Eiver Nevela, but it's not considered to be part of the dead animal. It's a Eiver which fell off the animal while it was alive. Now, what is the difference, you may ask, between Eivre Menachai and Nevela? They're both Mitamei Odom Vekelim. But there's a difference between the two. And that is that if you have Eivre Menachai, all right, so if someone tore off a limb from the animal, a foreleg of the animal, and on that foreleg, of course, there's flesh and there's bone and there's nerves and muscles and whatnot. The flesh, which is cut off or sliced off from an Eiver Menachai, is Tohor. Because, as we learned, even Bosor HaPoresh Menachai, a piece of flesh which is torn as is from a living animal, is not Tomei. So certainly Bosor HaPoresh Me Eiver Menachai is not Tomei. However, if I have a dead calf, and I extract from the dead cow, and I extract from that dead cow a piece of meat, that is considered nevela. So bosor from an Eivre Menachai is not tamei. However, bosor from a nevela is tamei. Now, therefore, bosor from this Eivre Meduldol, which has a halacha of Eivre Menachai, but the bosor from the Eivre Menachai, from the Eivre HaMeduldol in our example, would not be tamei, would be tohor. As opposed to if we would have considered it to be a nevela, the Eivre HaMeduldol, then of course the Bosor from that Eivre HaMeduldol would have been an Avela. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's approach. But Rabbi Shimon Mitaher. Rabbi Shimon says no, that the Eivre HaMeduldol and the Bosor HaMeduldol from a Behema which is Mesa and not Shechted remains Tohor. Now, the Gemara has a long discussion, a complex discussion about this machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. According to the Gemara's conclusion, Rabbi Shimon is arguing with Rabbi Meir with regard to Bosor HaMeduldol. All right? You have flesh suspended from the living animal. The living animal is killed, not through Shechita, it's killed. Rabbi Meir says that Bosor HaMeduldol has a halacha of Ochlin because a goy can eat it. And it is, but it requires Hechsher. If it is Mukshar, if it is, you take a hose and spray water on it, it's Mekabel Tumah. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says that even if you take a hose and spray water on it, on this Bosor HaMeduldol after the animal died, it is still not Mekabel Tumah. Why? Because we remember the principle, Misa Ose Nipul. Once this animal was killed, so the Bosor, even though physically it's still Meduldal, it's still dangling from the animal, but we adjudge it to have been gone through a process of Nipul, meaning it fell off, it's adjudged as if it fell off the animal. So this Bosor is Bosor which fell off the animal. Such Bosor is not Roi L'Achila to any human being, because it has a halacha of Bosor Min Hachai. It's Bosor which came off of an animal in the animal's lifetime. And even a Goy cannot eat Eivim Min Hachai. Therefore, it's not Ochel. If it's not Ochel, it can't be Tomei Tumas Ochlin. So it's Tohor Legamri. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Certainly now, following this line of reasoning, Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbi Meir in the first case of our Mishnah, in the din of Eiver and Bosor HaMeduldolin Babehema. The Habehema is still alive. Hasn't been shechted, and hasn't been killed by a truck. It's still walking around with the Eiver and the Bosor suspended from it. Rabbi Meir held, quote, mitamin tumas ocholin bimekomon. Right there, hanging on the animal, they have a halacha of ocholin, and if they are hukshiru, if you spray water on it, it's mekabel tumah, tumas ocholin. However, Rabbi Shimon will say, no, this aver and this basar are tahorim forever. They're tahorim completely, because since they are connected to the animal, they are not foodstuff. Foodstuff is food on a tray, in a trough, in a bin, but not connected to an animal. It's not ochlin. And halachically, it is not permissible to be eaten by any human being. Because as long as this animal is alive, the Eivor Hamaduldol and the Basar Hamaduldol have a halacha of Eivor Menachai or Basar Menachai. And therefore, it's not ochlin, not foodstuffs. No one can eat it. And therefore, it's not Mekabel Tumas Ochlin under any circumstances, according to Rabbi Shimon. The halacha, interestingly, is like Rabbi Meir in both cases. Let's continue with the last Mishnah Periktes, with Mishnah Ches. Since our last Mishnah Zayin, dealt with Eiver and Boso Hamidul Dolin, dangling limbs and dangling chunks of meat, our Mishnah is going to extend to an even more grisly situation. And that is dangling limbs or dangling chunks of flesh from a human being, from a person. So, the Mishnah says, Ho'eiver v'haboso hamidul dolin bo'odom. If you have a limb or flesh suspended, dangling from the body of a living person, tohorin. They are tohor. It is tohor. Even if there's no hope to reconnect this limb, they didn't know about such surgery in those days, or maybe even today, the surgery would be impossible. It's so disconnected. Nevertheless, they are tahorim. The Me'iri says an interesting language, and that is that tumah is only possible with something which has no connection with organic life. It's dead. It has no connection with life. This Eiver and Boso Hamadudolin Ba'odom, in some respect, they are still alive. They're still connected to the human being, and there's some type of physiological process going on between these dangling limbs, dangling flesh, and the body of the person himself. Mesa Odom. Now, the person dies, and we have the principle Misa Osa Nipul. So once the person is dead, we consider the Eiver Meduldol and the Bosa Meduldol as if they had fallen off the person in that person's lifetime. So Habosa Tohor, the flesh which was Meduldol, which is now considered to have fallen off the body of the human being before the human being died, it has a halacha, a flesh which fell off a person while the person was still alive. And the halacha is Basar haporesh min hachai tahor. As far as tumah is concerned, if you eat it, you're a cannibal. But as far as tumah is concerned, it's tahor, because no one eats such a thing. It's not ochalin. Ho'ever, the limb which was meduldol from this human being who died, rendering that ever naful, as if it fell off while he was alive. Mitame mishum ever min hachai. Ve'eino mitame mishum evrim in hames. It is mitame mishum evrim in hachai, but not mishum evrim in hames. Although an evrim in hachai resembles halachically an evrim in hames, as long as the evrim is sholem, in other words, a human being whose hand was amputated from him while he was still alive, that hand, assuming that it's a complete hand, would be metame tumas meis, meaning touching it, carrying it, or being in the same room, under the same roof with it, would make the person tame. So what difference is there then, if we adjudge this aver coming from this human being, from this person, to be an aver min hachai or an aver min hameis? The difference is that an aver min hachai, if flesh is removed from this hand which was amputated from the human being while the human being was alive, and you remove some flesh from it, that flesh is tohor, is not tomei tomas meis. Whereas, If the person dies and you remove a hand from the corpse, then even when you take flesh off of that hand, that flesh is basar haporesh min hames, and it is tomei as if it was part of a dead body. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This all is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Shimon mitaher. Rabbi Shimon says that it is tohor in both cases, both basar menachai and both basar hamaduldol and aver hamaduldol. His reasoning is that a kezayis basar or an etzem kisoro that comes out of an aver menachai is tohor, as Rabbi Shimon holds. I'm sorry, as Rabbi Yehoshua holds in a Mishnah in Adios, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. This machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, is quite complex, and there's a fundamental difference of approach here between Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam, but I will not go into that. Instead, I'll just give you the simple meaning of the, I just tried to give you the simplest approach possible that I think is possible to this very complicated Mishnah, which is subject to a complex discussion in the Gemara. And so we have finished the ninth perek, and in the process have completed lesson number 32.